Hello?
Hello, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, this is Barry Spiro, Marissa's husband.
Yeah, I don't think we talked once, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Nice to I'm sorry, I talked to a lot of people. I know my wife she is, I'm married, but I've been talking with her for back and forth for a while. How
Oh,
are you?
yeah. Yeah. So our situation is that we went through.
Yeah.
Oh, she already told you?
Well, yeah. So, just sorry, I wasn't didn't expect your calls, but so yeah, we so 2 months ago we talked on me and Marissa or Mary, I guess she goes by. We had talked on the 15th of May, and she told me, I think you're leaving on the 17th or something around there, 13th or 15th.
So we're gonna be leaving. This is the situation right now, is that we went under contract twice. The house went under contract fairly quickly, two times, but the buyers just weren't they weren't very good buyers.
Right.
I think the market has changed a lot, and it's
Yeah.
scaring people now.
Yeah.
But still, they just weren't very good buyers. A lot of people see the house. We've been getting offers, but we just so now we're going to move to Nashville though, and I'm in the military, so
Appreciate your service.
we're well, my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, so we're going to rent now, but we still have the house. We have to sell it.
Right.
So I, what were you offering?
I mean, look, I know you guys want to go to your next destination, and I know this has kind of been a headache for you. That's why I've, followed, I guess, the communication and continued the relationship within me and Marissa, as I know her of. Just because I know, those struggles and, the just what, she kind of unpacked for me, and you guys have, communicated. You guys want something kind of just short and simple. You guys have a nice house, there's no question. I told her, and I'll just kind of reiterate this, we got, properties off Lux Lane. And so I'm familiar with the property. You guys say you want to rent it.
I
And
mean,
that's
I really prefer not to rent it. I just want to get rid of it.
right. I hear you. And but that's just the market we're living in. You're absolutely correct. You nailed it. People are hesitant because the market changed and shift, and it has changed. So, you guys already had you have you already have your next destination set, correct?
Yeah, we actually rented a house yesterday.
Okay, cool.
So we're gonna be in Nashville on July 15th.
Okay. You all know that how long you're gonna be there? Like
4 years.
rent.
Well, no. So I know how long the tour is, and then we plan on staying there till our kids graduate high school at least. So we'll be there. We plan on being there for 10 years.
Okay. Well, that would actually work then for me. Not that it would take that long. So you're going to be there for 10 years. Is that set in stone or subject to change?
It's just we're there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I retire from the Coast Guard. It'll put me in my 20. And then I'm hoping that the boys like it and they want to stay, and so we don't have to move them around anymore. So that is, yes, subject to change, but we really don't want it.
Okay.
We're hoping that they like it.
Okay. So, okay, that makes sense. And I know you guys owe roughly about 320 5, somewhere in that ballpark. And,
yep.
What I'm willing to do is, I can give you what you're asking for, but you'd have to work with me on the timeline, which works out for you in the end. So, my intention would be just to, buy it with the mortgage in place, take over that, and, maybe get you some moving money as a, good faith and some skin in the game, as we call it. And, I just wanted to see if you guys would be interested in doing that. That's really how you're going to get the desired price point you want.
So what's the program?
So, mortgage relief program, that's how some people, would describe it, but at the same time, it's really just a rent to own. We'd buy it for, I think, I don't have it in front of me, but 409 or something like that.
That's what we've been listing it as. We actually had an appraisal. We're not going to go any higher on it. It's because we're just having problems.
Yeah.
With the buyer. But it appraised, my realtor said she's going to get a hold of it, but she said it appraised for somewhere between $420,000 and $430,000.
Sure. Are you guys still listed with her or no?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. I mean, have you guys considered, let's just say because Marissa found me, and sellers, they pay for closing costs. I'm sure you're aware of that. As on the, the realtor fees and whatnot. In my opinion, you get paid for the work that you do. So, I'm not sure, how you would navigate that with her. I'm sure she wants her, but at the end of the day, I know you guys have had some issues. You feel that you weren't necessarily represented to the, best, which I feel for. And I'm not saying, we couldn't make something work, but have you guys considered, or would you even, think about, just going in a different direction? And where do you stand with, kind of what I'm communicating?
I don't really understand what you're saying. It's,
would you want to go through her if we were to proceed forward with the property?
Well, I just don't know what the program is.
So, the rent to own would be, we would take care of the mortgage, which is about approximately $2,100. And let me see here. And okay, so we would take over the mortgage and make that monthly payment, so you guys don't have the responsibility and anything that you need, we would be taking care of the property. So even though we say rent it, we really mean we're renting to own it within a period of time. So what it would look like is agreed upon down payment, which would get us basically the keys to the property, and then we would assume all responsibilities within the mortgage as well, and then maybe a little bit per month as well as paying the mortgage until we and that's why I asked you how long you were going to stay there. You said 10 years. You know, I really only need 3 years to completely cash you out.
So how would you I still don't understand.
Okay.
Sorry.
We would take over them. We would pay the mortgage.
Okay, so the mortgage would still be in my name?
Correct.
Okay.
And the best thing that you could do is, I mean, you know, if we do proceed to go forward is, you know, you get a down payment and, you know, after a month, you know, we put in all of our paperwork, you know, after 1 month, you know, if a payment were to be missed, you know, then you can proceed to take the property back. So, it's fairly simple. We do these all the time for people in your exact situation.
So, okay. So you would pay $2,100 a month, roughly.
Yeah, I'd say approximately, just because, you know, the sense, and, you know, but yes, we would take care of the mortgage.
Okay. So for 3 years, and then
I say 3 years, but realistically, I always put five on paper just to be safe. And I'm, you know, I do that for my protection and your protection as well. You know, I can deliver sooner, but I always like to put at least five.
Okay. And then, so then you rent for up to 5 years. And then good.
Well, it's a rent to own lease option, whatever, however you want to call it, you know, but we're buying it with the assumption of your mortgage, and you get, you know, the remaining balance after 5 years.
I get the remaining balance?
Yes, sir. So the difference between, you know, if we make 5 years of mortgage payments and, you know, you owe less than the mortgage, so you would get that amount, you know. So whatever the mortgage is at the end of 5 years, you know, you would receive whatever the difference between what you owe and the mortgage is.
I would receive the difference. I would receive the difference between what I owe and what the – wait, say that again? I'm sorry.
You would receive the difference between – what we purchase it for and how much you owe on the mortgage. So if we buy it at 409 and you owe 320 or 300, then you would receive the difference. You know, the number is going to change.
Right.
But at the end of 5 years, you'll receive the difference.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. And with this way, you know, it would make it more comfortable for you, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I have a bunch of houses, and we deal with all types of certain situations. So if you're in Tennessee and you're trying to manage this thing, you know, I know you don't want to rent it. So this really is just a sale with on terms.
Okay. I mean, actually, what you're saying sounds pretty good. I wouldn't have to – I think I spoke to you before where –
I think we talked.
Yeah, and you were talking about, like, some kind of balloon.
Yep, that's what a five-year – yeah, that's what that would be.
That's called a balloon?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And to get, you know – can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I think your phone's breaking up.
Oh, okay. Well, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Sorry. I'm not sure, but as I was saying, I don't know if you heard me, but a balloon is typically just the it's just a one-time payment at the end of a loan.
Okay. So, in this case, the balloon would be what? The
balloon would be the difference from the purchase price, which would, you know, we're saying $409, and, you know, however much you owe.
Okay. Okay. All right. I need to, I'll talk to my wife about it. I understand now.
Okay.
So everything would stay in my name, but we would have paperwork on the side.
Yeah, saying, I mean, go ahead.
Saying you'll make payments.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
It's a one-page agreement. It's very short, simple, cut, dry. You know, if we need to, if you feel that you need to modify something, then we can. But, I mean, we do, I've probably done 1,000 of these. In 2000, okay. You know, when the crash happened, that's, you know, that's really when this program kind of took off for, you know, people like myself.
Yeah. What's your company name?
Four Spies Houses. I'm sorry, that's my DBA. It's CBA Homes, LLC.
CBA?
CBA Homes, yes, sir.
CBA like Homes.
Central Virginia.
CBA Homes, LLC.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Zach. And what's your last name?
My last name is Weatherspoon, like weather outside and spoon to eat with.
Yep. Okay.
And I'm going to...
Okay. So would this be... I don't even know if I would even have to... Since the mortgage would be in my name still,
yep.
It's like that. We just wouldn't have to. Is this considered buying the house?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just thinking about our realtor, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's why I bring her up is, you know. You know, what would you like to do with that? I mean, here, on the ethical side of things, we're licensed agents as well. So just let me tell you on the ethical things, you know, and I might be biased, but I'm being honest. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, y'all haven't had a great experience. How you choose to deal with that is totally up to you. If it were me personally, I would ask just to be released and, you know, ethically, she does have to release you. So, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, have trouble sometimes getting that part. But so it's, you know, I'm not telling you what to do or how to do it, but I think you're entitled to that question if you want it.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether I buy it or someone else buys it, you know, it really doesn't, it doesn't matter, but I'm, you know, with her being, you know, involved, this program really doesn't fit, you know, and I don't have to, you know, buy this house. I would love to buy it. Just because I have, you know, homes in that area, but, you know, I'm not sure,
yeah.
You know, where she would be at with this. And there's a lot of variables with that.
Well, her contract ends in August.
Okay. Oh, August.
So we're actually coming up on that pretty quickly.
What's that?
So we're actually coming up on that pretty quick.
Okay. So how about, and let me ask you this, since we're on that, if I cut you off, I apologize. Are you pretty familiar with the listing paperwork? Have you, looked it over fairly well, or did you just kind of sign it?
I mean, as far as what goes?
There's a lot of verbiage in there, and some agents typically will do like an automatic renewal. So, that's just something to think about or be aware of,
Yeah, we discussed that with her. There's no automatic renewal.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
Are you? I'm serious. There's a lot of people that I think everything should have an expiration date, put it that way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's job well done.
Thank you. But yeah, I mean, it actually, I need to talk to my wife about it. We're trying to, that contract just ended, the guy backed out on Saturday. So we are recovering again from it and trying to sort things out. So it was good that, I spoke to you, because it actually sounds pretty good, based on everything that you're telling me. I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, is she around? Because she might have some questions.
Yeah, no, she's out right now.
Oh, okay.
So
is this your phone number?
No, this is my wife's.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't need her phone. She's down at the grocery store down the street.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, what other questions would you have for me?
Let's just, because I've been writing this stuff down. So you would, let's say we were to do this and we go under, contract with each other. The mortgage stays in my name.
Yep.
You would give us like $20,000 or something like, or just some approximate amount of money, something like that. And then pay the mortgage for up to 5 years. And then at the end of 5 years or whatever, 3-4 years, whatever it is, I would get the difference.
So correct.
From 409,000, and it would probably be down to about 300,000 or so. So I would get $109,000.
In 5 years.
Roughly.
Roughly. Yeah. Roughly. Yeah. I mean, you got your capital gains tax. Yeah. The answer to your question is yes.
Yeah, there are capital gains after that, yeah.
So you would
buy it out. You would just buy it straight out at like whatever that you're just trying to get so the point for you in doing this is to get the mortgage down some. Or what is it?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. Are you?
Oh, okay.
Why I would buy it?
No, yeah, so you would make the payments for 4 or 5 years.
5 years, yeah. Well, realistically, as soon as possible, I'd like to get it out of your name, but this allows me time. And the market changes over time. So 5 years I'm more than comfortable with, but we typically, like I said, do ours in 24 to 36 months realistically.
Are you just waiting for better rates or what would be so I guess what's the purpose of the program?
Mm-hmm. Well, the purpose of the program, it fits, someone like yourself, and it fits, an investor. If I have my investor hat on, depending on what hat I'm wearing, it's already funded. I'm basically um, Sorry, I got three phones going off right here. You know, it's just a, it's a friendly purchase for investors. Yeah, you know, I'm not too sure how else to explain it, but you know, it's kind of funding already in place. You know, everybody wins. You don't need the money now, and you can get, you know, the equity out of it. You know, you get a little up front, and you know, the rest on the backside, and depending on how, you know, yeah, I don't want to get into that. That's capital gains, but cause that's not, I was going to say we could, there's a way that we could actually, I need to think about that. There might be a way that I can structure it to, and that, staying along the lines of the same dilemma where maybe the capital gains wouldn't be so high, but I'll have to ask my attorney on that one.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, I understand now. I will talk to my wife and it may be a way to go. I'm not sure just yet. We just ended that contract. The guy just backed out 2 days ago. So we're trying to figure things out. So
I can tell you now. Good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the market, as far as, you know, as far as that goes, you know, and I'm just being blunt here, you know,